Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part one of three on the second problem of the Christian life, the problem of shallowness, and the provision that God has given us for it through the Holy Spirit is based on John 14:26. But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you. More than a half century ago, A.W. Tozer addressed most of the same issues that are diluting Christianity and undermining the church of today. He wrote, for example, quote, "Evangelical Christianity is now tragically below the New Testament standard. Worldliness is an accepted part of our way of life. Our religious mood is social instead of spiritual. We have lost the art of worship. Our literature is shallow, and our hymnody borders on sacrilege," unquote. Once again, I emphasize, that was written about a half century ago. Look where we are today. Shallowness is indeed a major problem in today's church. I would therefore submit two reasons that that is true. First, there is a lack of knowledge. My dear friend, have you ever said such things as, "Oh, I wish I could serve the Lord, but I lack the knowledge and education. I've never had Greek, much less Hebrew. Sometimes I even have trouble with English. I've never been to seminary or had any theological courses. How can I possibly serve the Lord?" Well, ponder this. Several years ago, a fellow recounted to me the day a sheep farmer offered to show him just how dumb sheep are. They were in a barn with some sheep, so the farmer put a staff across the doorway just high enough off the ground that the sheep would have to jump over it. The farmer then let a few sheep jump over the staff, but then took the staff away, only to watch the remaining sheep jump over a staff that wasn't there. While we certainly are not that bad, the Word of God likens us to sheep because we do tend toward ignorance and lack of discernment. That's a problem. Secondly, however, and far worse, there is a lack of desire for knowledge. Many Christians seem to have no desire for any depth. There is a general attitude of satisfaction. Many are content with the spiritual level they have attained, satisfied with the meager knowledge they have. Worse, much of the so-called knowledge put out today is shamefully shallow. In fact, the majority of Christian books published today are totally experience-oriented instead of doctrinal or expositional. Most of them are subjective instead of being objective. Added to all this is the amount of shallow preaching. Much of today's so-called preaching is topical or issue-oriented instead of a careful exposition and application of what the text of Scripture actually says. This, of course, is the fault of pastors. I shall not forget, during a pastor's breakfast back in the early 1980s, I was sharing some things about preaching and encouraged the pastors present that the majority of a pastor's ministry time should be spent in the study of the Word so that he is adequately equipped to feed the sheep that God has put in his care. After the meeting, one pastor walked up to me and somewhat gruffly said, "I don't believe that the majority of my time must be spent studying." Is it any wonder that countless Christians, God's dear lambs, are starving to death? Thankfully, God has made provision for our ignorance and our shallowness here in our text. The Comforter came to alleviate our ignorance by teaching us the truth. If you would like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. Please read 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 13. What observations can you make in that passage? If this podcast is a blessing to you, please leave your comments wherever you are hearing it. We would love to hear from you, and your support is greatly appreciated. Our next episode is part 2 of 3 on this provision that God has given us for the problem of shallowness as seen in John 14:26. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.